بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, the creator of all the creations, the one whose existence is without a beginning and without a place, and the one that does not resemble his creation, subhanahu. I ask Allah to raise the rank of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Today we will talk about visiting the grave of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is, it is a sunnah matter, preferred and rewardable deed. Al-Qadi Iyad and Imam An-Nawawi both reported the scholarly consensus, ijma', on the issue of visiting the graves of the pious and the graves of the Prophet, and that it is a sunnah matter to travel with the intention of visiting Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Allah Ta'ala said in Al-Quran Al-Kareem, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. This ayah means, if only when they are unjust to themselves, they come to you and ask Allah for forgiveness, and the messenger asks Allah forgiveness for them, they will find that Allah is forgiving and most merciful. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, he who visits my grave will be granted my intercession. This hadith is reported by Ad-Darqutni and strengthened by Al-Hafiz As-Subki, and it is an encouragement from the Prophet to travel and visit the grave of the Prophet, peace be upon him. The Prophet also said, eagerness to travel for prayer should be directed to these three mosques: the Mosque of Al-Haram, which is in Mecca, the Mosque of Al-Aqsa in Jerusalem, and my mosque, which is in Medina. This hadith means that if a person wants to travel to pray in a mosque, then those three mosques should be his first choice in travel, because the reward for prayer in them is multiplied. This is strictly a recommendation, not an obligation for only visiting those three mosques. Moreover, the hadith refers to traveling strictly for the matter of prayer and does not suggest that one cannot travel to visit the grave of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rather, the Prophet urged us to visit the grave and to recite Al-Quran while at the grave. Also, when visiting the grave, it is recommended for one to recite Al-Quran Al-Kareem. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, اقرأوا ياسين على موتاكم. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in a hadith proving that the dead may benefit from a good deed, from a charity, he said in the hadith that was related by Muslim, when the Muslim son of Adam dies, the rewards of his deeds stop except for three: a continuing charity, sadaqah jariyah; a benefiting knowledge, عِلْمٌ يُنْتَفَعُ بِهِ; and a pious offspring making supplication to Allah for him. وَوَلَدٌ صَالِحٌ يَدْعُ اللَّهَ لَهُ. Now, this hadith means that the Muslim will continue receiving reward for some of his deeds after his death. Allah Ta'ala said in Al-Quran Al-Kareem, in Surah Al-Najm, Ayah 39, that mankind will be rewarded for the good deeds they acquired. This ayah and the hadith that we mentioned indicates that one benefits from his own good deeds, and by the grace of Allah, one can also benefit from the good deeds others do for them. So if one parent died, you may do a good deed for them and they will benefit, inshallah. Or if that parent, before he died, they did a sadaqah jariyah, a charity with a continuing benefit, even after their death, they will benefit from that good deed. Also, such is the case with the funeral prayer. The dead Muslim benefits even though the funeral prayer is not their own doing, because they died. You are the one who's performing that prayer for them. Similarly, one will also benefit from the supplication of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for him, even though it is not an act that one has done. As an example of that is the supplication the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made for Ibn Abbas when he said, O Allah, teach him the knowledge of the hadith and ta'wil al-kitab, and the explanation of the Quran, related by Al-Bukhari and Ibn Majah. So Muslims disregard those who liken Allah to the creations, the mushabbiha, who claim that it is unlawful to recite the Quran for the dead Muslims, or who claim that the dead Muslim dies and he does not benefit from anything else. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created both asbab and musabbibat. Both the reasons and the causes, Allah ta'ala created them. Now the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith what means, if you were to ask for something of someone, then ask it of Allah. And if you were to call upon someone for help, then call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This hadith does not mean it is forbidden to ask Allah by the pious Muslims that died or by the prophets. It does not suggest a prohibition to request something from the creations, nor a prohibition to ask for their help. It actually means that priority is given to asking of Allah and seeking His help. This hadith resembles the meaning of the hadith related by Ibn Hibban. Do not befriend other than a believer, and do not feed your food to other than a pious one. This hadith does not mean that it is forbidden. This means that one's company is best given to a believer, and one's food is best fed to the pious. It does not mean that it is unlawful to befriend or to feed an unbeliever. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran has praised some Muslims in the Quran in the ayah that means in Surah Al-Insan, ayah 8. The ayah means, and out of their love for Allah, they offer their food to the needy, orphaned, and the non-Muslim captive. In addition, Muslim and Al-Bukhari narrated that three Muslims asked Allah to save them from their hardship by virtue of their righteous deeds. Their supplication was fulfilled. This hadith was related by Muslim and Al-Bukhari. They were locked in a place, in a cave, and they asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save them by their good deeds, by their good doings. And that is a proof that it is permissible to ask Allah by the pious believers and by the Prophet, to make tawassul by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or even some good Sufis that call upon the Wali. They say, for example, Ya Allah, I ask you by Abdul Qadir al-Jilani, or by al-Junaid al-Baghdadi, or by al-Rifa'i. Or some will say, Ya Ali Madad, or Ya Muhammad Madad. This is not haram, so long you are believing that Allah is the one who creates the benefit and the harm, and that you are hoping that Allah will reward you and fulfill your need by this honorable person. And it is evident from the hadiths of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, from a hadith where a blind man came and asked the Prophet to ask Allah Ta'ala to cure him. The Prophet taught that man a hadith of tawassul, to ask Allah by the virtue of the Prophet to cure. And that man went, made wudu, prayed two rak'ah and said, O Allah, I ask you and I direct myself to you by our Prophet Muhammad, the Prophet of Mercy. O Muhammad, Ya Muhammad, I ask Allah by you, by the self of Prophet Muhammad, to cure me from my illness. And that man was cured. And this hadith was narrated by several huffaz, and among them is Imam al-Tabarani, and he classified it as a sahih hadith. From this, it is evident that one benefits from the Muslim. This would stand as a proof that it is permissible to ask Allah by the Prophet, by the pious, and that the dead Muslims may benefit the Muslim. The Prophet benefited us. Prophet Musa benefited us after his death. After he died, he benefited the Muslim nation by advising Prophet Muhammad to ask Allah to lower the amount of prayers, and they were lowered to 5 prayers instead of 50. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us, keep us steadfast on Islam. Allahumma ighfir lana wa lil mu'minina wal mu'minat walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa sallam.